I kind of put this under the heading of signs of progress, and it's kind of nice for me. When I first gave, the last time I gave this talk, I remember it so clearly because Mazen was sitting right there. I think we were starting a three-day session during Ongo. And I talked about Ongo as a grinder, because that's really how I've experienced a lot of my practice. It's like grinding, you know. There's been with little peaks, little moments of bliss, and little moments of like, oh, I really feel like I'm working on practice. And then it's just like back to grinding. You know, like Nyogen used to talk about being, he used to talk about more about Sangha, about, it was an analogy he used for Sangha, but in a way it's just like practice in general, about you're like a rough stone thrown into one of those tanks they use to polish stones where it's a bunch of rocks together and they like stir them together so they all just grind it off. And that's kind of what it's like, often been like. And I went on and on about this, and I thought I was kind of being positive, but then Mazen at the end asked me something like, Domon, do you feel like you're having any progress in your practice? And in a way, I sort of said there, well, kind of, I guess. And now, that's 2 years later, I felt like lately like, I've had a lot of progress, all sorts of little things and big things, relatively big. Little things like just the absence of bad things, things going more easily in my life. I'm having a solar system put on my roof in a few months, couple months, and I sort of I got just into it and wanted to do it and found out there's all these cool rebates, so you know the government ends up paying for half of the cost, and so it isn't that expensive. I'm gonna crank up the AC to 65 every day for the next year. 68. But that was just a great little experience, just talking to this guy. First, I remember when I went, I emailed the people, and I got some callbacks, and there for a moment was that initial kind of residency that I would normally have in having to go out and talk to people or interact with people in the world. It's just a kind of, you know, I used to be really shy. I mean, I could not sit and talk to people. I remember when my sister was getting married, there was some talk about that I was one of the people who'd have to stand up there and make a speech. I went through months of hell at the thought of having to get up and say, you know, God, good luck. You know, don't get divorced too soon. Whatever. I mean, hell, they were already in marriage counseling. Whatever. And there's still that kind of natural, a little feeling of that came up. Of, oh, just call and talk to a secretary at a business and a guy that's a professional. And then whenever I went out, I called the guy. And then, I don't remember how it went, but somehow it came up that I was a Buddhist. I don't remember my name or something. And then, I guess that got him curious. And he actually said, it's the first time I've ever Googled. I felt a little bad. I didn't want to tell you this, but I actually kind of Googled around and tried to look up what you are on the web before coming over. And he just started asking me about it. And in a way that I could never have done. I can remember my dad trying to ask me about what I was doing and just being tongue-tied and self-conscious and certainly not very enthusiastic about it. I just went off, oh, wow, it's so great, and blah, you know, whatever. Just very comfortable. I mean, in a way, it's no big deal. I mean, but that, just like that kind of thing, just the absence of something wrong, of being unnecessarily self-conscious about something in my life. And as far as the grinding thing, I feel like, just in general, in Ongos, and like this Ongo, and I said, that's where I was joking that this week's been different. I haven't felt that as tired, and it's like it's all just incremental. I mean, I can look back at last Ongo and the Ongo before. It even all along the way, while it felt like it hasn't been working at all, or only marginally, or like I wasn't really doing it, it keeps getting better. And it's like, for me, it's like I'm just beginning to feel like I could start actually trying to make the effort of just relaxing a little bit and coming back into the present moment. That's all there is to it, you know? Wow. But no, and then I'm engaged. Like, I'm in the battle. I mean, I guess that's the difference. Before, I felt like I was pinned down, you know, hiding under the rock with my not being able to stick my head over and shoot, you know? Now I'm actually feel like I'm a little more in the battle. And that, in one sense, is exciting, and the practice has been, it's not as painful. Ongos could be long and kind of, you know, you have these little gaps in during the day where, in a way, there's a lot of time. On the other hand, you can get into feeling very pressured because there's all this other important stuff that I want to do, I need to do, and to cram it into these little things. And so that can seem kind of overwhelming, and just the amount of it, and the kind of evenness of it, and you get tired, and the other kinds of more directly associated with physically sitting, that becomes the mental and physical part of sitting that becomes difficult and hard to do. But that's been getting better. So, little signs of progress. Other more kind of exciting things is more along the lines of what Hosso was referring to. Just little moments of seeing things so differently and so intensely and you know, intimately that you just take your breath away that you've walked around and not experienced these things. And there's this something I can't even describe exactly, but going to CVS a couple nights during the night after a talk or whatever, going over to CVS quickly and coming back. And I remember just thinking, wow, this all seems so different. I don't know what to say beyond that, but I just felt at ease in a way that I wouldn't with people, I guess. I mean, that's all I can say. I just felt like I was relating to life differently, like it wasn't glued together in quite the same way, and it was very pleasant. Kind of a mundane way to pay it. I don't know what to say exactly, but pleasant things. Or walking across the yard one day, and just for a moment, it goes from me in my robes at 11, walking across the yard. It's like one big kind of fixed thing. To kind of everything's kind of moving. All of a sudden, I notice the trees are moving, and I'm moving, and a sense of I could almost Jungian talks about how you're making up reality, and that goes from being like the most abstract philosophical idea to like you know, like it's just outside of my periphery of view. Like yeah, it's me that's picking me out and carrying myself forward and making, if I could just let that go, there's all this stuff that's moving and it's not like this rigid, fixed sort of way I normally experience it. So bullet point three is, and yet. I mean, you know, I talk about that right now. It's all kind of a memory. I mean, you know, these kind of nice little experiences. And I can feel like I could say comfortably that, yeah, all sorts of ways practices change me. Now, if I just stop practicing, maybe I'll go back to being the way I was, and if I don't have the environment to practice in. But up to now, I do function in a different way, and in a lot of ways it's better. But it's hard to say how much better or different, you know what I mean? It's like, what am I comparing myself to? How I was 20 years ago? I don't really remember. I wonder if it's like being a fish living in water. I mean, it's really hard to judge the water when you're inside it. I'm living my life, and I can every now and then I get senses of it being better, and that's the upside. There's lots of times where it doesn't seem any better at all. I mean, I feel just as frightened or just as depressed or just as irritable, just as unable to bring my mind to my practice. But then those things do come up. Another one, Anto and I, just our jaws drop one day sitting with a friend, and the person said something so sincerely. She'd had a really neat experience with this person she'd seen, and she was talking about her life, and just it's like just around the corner, she's really going to get it together, but she just needs someone to validate her, you know, validate her. And it was so sincere, and I thought, and what hit me is how that might not have seemed so weird. And other little things come up where dealing with people in the world where I think I haven't changed. I mean, I want the same things I've always wanted in life, I guess, or whatever my sister wants or what everyone else wants. But every now and then you have that, wow, you realize you're getting reoriented to life. Because that's the most natural thing, right? Everyone, what's more important to most people than the idea of having someone wanting to love them? What could be more satisfying? But to us, it just struck both of us. We looked at each other like, what can you say? And yet, do I not want someone to love? Do I not want people to agree with me and all that? Don't I get mad when someone doesn't even don't know what I believe, but I just know they don't know, they don't believe what I believe. And even though they don't know what I believe, I'm still pissed. So, I mean, there's like, it's layers. I'm probably jumping ahead, but in here someplace I have a, Jungian once said something about practices like peeling an onion, and that's kind of what I'm getting at. There's this kind of marginal kind of, seems like there's this kind of gradual change going on in practice. But in a way, it's kind of like a mirage, because in, you're living in the middle of it, and the extent that I'm still really basically stuck in dualistic consciousness, to use a kind of philosophical term or borrow language that I feel like I shouldn't sit here and use, but really that I feel like I'm a separate self. And so in so long as I still live in that thing, I mean, I'm still as deluded as anybody else. And in a way, none of that improvement really amounts to anything in a certain sense, and so long as I'm basically deeply attached to being alive and this sense of being something to be alive and that can die. And anyways, the thing he said once, and I've never heard him say it again, is that practice is like peeling an onion. You know, there's all this progress as you're going along the way, But what you really want to do is you want to throw away the onion. Because there's just lots of layers. You can go peeling that thing forever.